Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give out some tips for our upcoming winter weather months and list all of our upcoming extension events, like the next Teach and Taste class, November 12th. But first, as November settles in our area, colder days and longer nights remind us that winter isn't far away. Now is the time to wrap up all of our fall projects and make sure the livestock, pets, equipment, and homes are ready for the season ahead. A little preparation this month while the weather is nice can save a lot of stress when the temperature drops and the north winds start to howl. For our livestock producers, checking hay and feed supplies should be the top of our list. Testing hay for nutrient quality allows us to balance rations effectively, especially for bred cows that will soon need extra energy and protein. Fall calving cows will need to be supplemented to keep up their nutritional level while in lactation. It is a good idea to evaluate body condition score on the whole cow herd and separate thinner cows for additional feeding before the cold weather increases their energy requirements. Inspect water sources to ensure heaters and insulations are working properly, and repair windbreaks, barns, and calving sheds while conditions are still decent. For pets, remember that cold weather care is just as important as during the summer. Provide a dry, warm shelter that blocks the wind, or bring pets indoors during cold spells. Always check that water bowls stay thawed and clean. The holiday season can also bring some hidden dangers. Chocolate, turkey bones, and other rich foods can make pets seriously ill. Keeping identification tags and microchip information current is also a smart precaution in case fences blow open during the winter storm. Around your yard and garden, leaf management is an ongoing chore. Mulching or composting leaves instead of bagging them returns valuable nutrients to the soil. Clean and store mowers, trimmers, and garden tools, draining fuel or adding stabilizer to prevent further damage. For cool season lawns like fescue and bluegrass, a late fall fertilization can strengthen the roots and promote early spring green up. Wrap young trees to protect them from sun scald and rodent damage, and make sure the gutters and downspouts are clear before the first frost comes. Homeowners can also take steps to stay comfortable and safe this winter. Insulate outdoor faucets and expose pipes, replace furnace filters, and have the heating system inspected. This is a good time to clean chimneys and test smoke and carbon monoxide detectors as well. Taking time in November to prepare your livestock, pets, crops, yard, and home ensures that when the Kansas winter winds arrive and everything that you care for are ready. In my extension news, I would like to congratulate all the McPherson County 4-H'ers that were recognized at last night's 4-H Achievement Banquet. What a wonderful event to end this year's 4-H activities. Our next Teach and Taste is set for Wednesday, November 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. right here at the McPherson County Extension Office, 600 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Come learn how to make apple cider donut muffins. This class is always free and hands-on. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.